This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jamie.
I saw where the guy got caught, the guy that shot that CEO.
Dude, I went into the rabbit hole with that guy.
You did?
Yeah, there's a lot.
What did you find out?
Do you have a news story?
I do have a news story
right,
of
so
the
you
capture itself.
You play that, and okay. Then I'll tell you what I found out.
All right.
In the brazen ambush murder of a health insurance CEO on a sidewalk in Midtown Manhattan, the search came to an end at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania, where someone recognized the widely publicized face of the accused killer and called police.
Tonight, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione is charged with murder in the slaying of CEO Brian Thompson. Police say they found a gun and a mask linking Mangione to the ambush slaying, as well as a three-page document with writings suggesting that Mangione had ill will toward corporate America.
I've got a few things that I've seen that's confusing too, but go ahead. Well, what have you learned with this guy?
He was brilliant.
I heard he was very smart. I did hear that.
He was the valedictorian at his private school. High school was $36,000 a year. And then he went to Penn. He went to Penn State. He was in computer analytics, I think, or computer science. And then he worked at Stanford as a counselor for like kids that were smart kids are. And so he worked at Stanford too. And then he had back surgery. And he had three screws in his back, supposedly.
I saw that from a surfing accident, right?
Right. And after that, his whole life turned upside down.
Okay. And did he have a problem with the health insurance?
Yeah,
I guess so.
They
didn't pay or something?
They didn't really say, but they said it started then. And I'm wondering if he became addicted to like Oxycontin or something like that.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could
I don't know if he's mad at him about that or if he was denied. But something happened and they said he just completely went off the rails after his the screws are crazy.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah. Now, his family is wealthy, right?
They must be if they can afford $36,000.
Well, I hear they own a resort. They own some hotel chains. They own a golf course. They own all kinds of stuff. They're very, very wealthy in the Baltimore area, I think it is. But I've been seeing online where people are supporting this guy.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, he did a terrible act here. And for some reason, people are kind of getting his back on. And even Burger King yesterday, because he was arrested at a McDonald's.
That was a joke.
Was that a joke?
Yeah, that's
I hope
Burger
so.
Burger King didn't actually tweet that.
Well, it's got their, you know, you can't tell with the internet or anything, but I saw that tweet and I thought, they wouldn't do that, would they?
No.
They put out like, at Burger King, we don't snitch.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I can't understand why people are supporting this guy.
I hated that I just chuckled, but I did.
It's pretty funny.
At Burger King,
they
we're not a snitch.
It would go viral.
I know, but they can't do that in corporate America.
So bad.
Oh, my God.
This guy had the world in front of him. He was brilliant, according to the sources, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
He lived in Hawaii, I think. It was the last place he lived.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yes.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was arrested. He was at a McDonald's, and I guess he went up to order, and somebody recognized him and told somebody behind the counter that, hey, I think that's him.
Yep.
And they called the police, and sure enough, he had everything on him. He had the gun. He had the manifesto. He had everything on him.
Yeah.
And busted.
Something went wrong. I mean, for him to scribble that on the bullets, and he wanted those bullets seen. And that's the thing with him.
What did he scribble on the bullets?
From that movie. It was a Netflix movie about insurance people.
I didn't see that.
A book, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was...
Like deny...
Dispose, and claim. It's how they the insurance companies work, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
So he put those on the bullets, and even after the guy was... Oh, I'm sorry, just watch the truck just totally go sideways.
Be careful. It's slanted. Be careful.
I'm sorry. That was weird. I was just like, I'm watching a guy wreck out our windows.
I saw a guy this morning coming up C-470.
Yeah.
He started to slide. And I'm about to pass him. And I'm thinking, oh, no. Oh, no. Don't do it. He got control of it. But I'm panicking. Oh, no. Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. Squirrel.
Well, the bottom line is this guy's caught. He had a vengeance, obviously, against the healthcare system. And he just went to extremes. Crazy.
It'll be interesting. I mean, people already want a movie made about it. I mean, this is, people are angry about the insurance.
They already suggested like a character to, yeah, or a person, yeah, to play
Franco
him, an actor.
Or whatever.
Everyone seems more mad that he got caught than what he did.
I don't understand it.
You know, I told you this, and I'll just take it a little bit into the healthcare system. Back in the day when I was married to somebody that was a surgeon, and my ex-husband could only call, let's say, Aetna, all right? I'm just making a name. But he could only call on behalf of his patients twice a year and go and fight for them. And if he called more than for two patients a year, they dropped him from the insurance plan.
Yeah.
He's in private practice. He can't survive if he's not on these insurance plans. But they would say to him, well, you know what? You can't go to bat for any more patients. You get two a year.
See, that's messed up.
Isn't it?
That is.
And they'd be like, sorry, that's cosmetic. And he'd be like, they can't walk. It's not cosmetic. And they're like, you hit your quota for going to fight for patients' rights. And so we're going to have to drop you from. And again, it wasn't Aetna. I'm just making up a name. You know?
Yeah. My wife works at a hospital. And she deals with insurance companies all the time. And she says there are layers in the healthcare system that are so frustrating and unfair.
Yeah.
So unfair. And this kid obviously had found those unfair, or what he thought
whatever
was. And he acted upon it with the CEO of the healthcare system. And finally, he's caught. I mean, it's nothing to rave about that he did this. I mean, it's a hideous act that he did.
He could have done something different.
Yeah. I mean there's a better way to protest it.
Yeah,
you cannot kill somebody on the street in cold blood.
And no matter, I mean, the guy is still a dad.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the whole thing is sad.
It is sad. All right. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Back after this.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.